So he also refers to this issue, these people with a tumor mutation like EGFR, for example, there was a time when people said delay giving PD-1 inhibitors until they've had chemo, maybe a couple lines of chemo. Now we're hearing people talk about maybe chemo plus checkpoint, maybe plus Bev from the Empower study, and he refers to that too. What about that strategy in people progressing on osimertinib?
I'm very intrigued by the data from the Empower 150 study. It was not a planned analysis. It was a post hoc analysis. They had about 65 patients with EGFR mutation. There seemed to be, when they got chemo plus Bev plus atezo compared to chemo plus Bev, there was a favorable hazard ratio for the EGFR mutated patients. Now, I would also say that the other Empower study that was just reported recently, when they just gave chemo plus atezo, there was absolutely no benefit in the EGFR mutated patients. So if you are going in that direction, you want to give a PD-1 inhibitor, by default, it would have to be chemo plus Bev plus atezolizumab. My own view is, I think this is an interesting observation that needs some prospective studies, even a randomized phase 2, would help us sort out exactly how best to use PD-1 plus chemo combination.